Man is the only animal that deals in that atrocity of atrocities, war. He is the only one that gathers his brethren about him and goes forth in cold blood and calm pulse to exterminate his kind. He is the only animal that for sordid wages will march out and help to slaughter strangers of his own species who have done him no harm and with whom he has no quarrel. And that was said by Mark Twain. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Well, folks, it would seem that the wheels are falling off the system of control that currently enslaves the human race. It really does seem like things are just falling apart at the seams. We've had Obama put World War III on hold for the time being, in the face of the world pointing out the fact that he's a barefaced liar to himself and everybody else. Of course, he's gone on TV and he's made all sorts of sensible statements about why the war has been put on hold, but really, we all know it's because his cover is blown. He's been caught out as the barefaced liar and terrorist supporter that he is. The world now knows that the United States of America is, in fact, a rogue state, which has been supporting Al-Qaeda. And I'm sure that eventually the world will know that the United States and Zbigniew Brzezinski in particular, in fact, created Al-Qaeda. And as always, folks, when I say the United States, I use the term loosely because the United States is simply the military arm of European cartels. And people are becoming more and more aware of how the world is actually run. And that this whole war on terror is, in fact, a war of empire that's been conducted by the international banking cartels that run the United States. I think the wheels are falling off, folks. I think people are becoming aware of what's going on, and every false flag they stage and every attempt at saber-rattling that they indulge in, the executive branch of the United States just becomes more and more the laughing stock of the world. Although the same could be said for Australian politics at the moment, folks. We've got a natural-born sociopath in the form of Tony Abbott, who's just been made Prime Minister of this country. God knows why. I don't believe anybody voted for him. Well, perhaps some of the more uninformed people in the country did, although I can't even see why anybody would vote for anybody in any political party in this country, as none of them are worth their salt in any way, shape or form. And it's very interesting that they were calling the election 4 hours after the ballot boxes had closed, folks. And if that doesn't tell you that the result might be staged, then I would suggest that you've now discovered why they make you use pencils on the voting ballots. Because let's face it, folks, Tony Abbott will be the worst thing that's ever happened to this country, because Tony Abbott hates poor people. He hates anything to do with compassion or empathy or human rights or anything like that. He's a natural-born sociopath who holds people in complete disdain and disregard. Now, I'm sure it will be interesting to see how readily he starts licking corporate butt and selling Australia further down the river as soon as he takes the big chair. And I guess the same could be said for England when we see the slap in the face that David Cameron just received from his party as the result of his warmongering and his attempts to support Obama. Another thing about Obama, folks, and the push to make Congress march to war, did you notice the only people who were actually supporting Obama was the Israeli lobby? Funny that, isn't it? Isn't it incredible how Israel, folks, they don't really come and help anybody else, but if there's mention of war, they are incredibly prompt. But the thing is, with all the things that we're seeing and all the failed rhetoric and the failed war posturing and the amount of people that are speaking out about the global situation now, it's easy to see that people are waking up. All over the planet, folks. And if you're out there and you're an activist and you're speaking out against the system and you're getting a little frustrated, the way I do, I get very frustrated sometimes, folks, especially when I'm attacked by brain-dead shills online that claim that by saying the sort of things that I just said, I'm working for the government. How they figure that one out, I'll never know. But if you are out there and you're getting a little frustrated and you're feeling that you're not making a difference, well, just keep going, folks. Just persevere, because more and more people are waking up all around the world all the time. And the government situation on this planet is quite literally becoming a joke. People realize now that they have been caught up in a slavery system. And it's been going on for thousands and thousands of years, so just keep doing what you're doing. Question authority on every single occasion. Because you can do this, folks. You can question everything they do. You can stand up against every form of authority. And if you stay in honor and you do it honourably, and you still remain within the parameters of common law, and you make sure that no one is harmed by your actions, then you will help wake more and more people up by doing so. Stand defiant in the face of this system. Don't think you have no power, because we the people have all the power. And we've really got to attempt to unite our communities, folks, because it's that unity that's going to bring about real change. And as I've said hundreds and hundreds of times on these radio shows, the only way you're ever going to get that is through respect. You've got to start respecting people around you, and you're only going to do this when you start respecting yourself. And look, you can tell that the alternate research community, which is really now the alternate media, has now become the real media. You can see how it's working. You can see how even shows like this and websites such as the Crow House and the many other websites that are out there as well are making a difference because of the amount of moles now appearing within the alternate research and the alternate media. There's people out there that are seeking to divide the alternate media as much as possible, calling everybody out as a shill, calling everybody out as a government agent. And many of the people who are, well, shall we say, perhaps not astute enough to do their own research and who will just follow what other people say are getting sucked into it. And they're also supporting many of these divisionists. And this is a really good sign, folks, that the alternate media is making a real difference because there's a real attempt to undermine it. There's a real attempt to get alternate media personalities fighting. And I'm getting drawn into it myself. I'm getting attacked more and more online, which shows that I'm making a difference. And it can really sap your energy and really begin to grind you down when you get drawn into these fights. And that's why they do it. That's why they encourage people to do it. That's why there's people who are actually paid to go online and simply post negative comments on your videos and on your Facebook pages, because it's all about the division of the alternative research community. Because once we unite, it's game, set, and match. So always be careful of what information you're looking at and who you're getting the information from. And you can always look at websites. As I've said before, you can go and look at anybody's website. And if you find articles there attacking other researchers and attacking other media outlets, then you know that it's probably a cover operation or a COINTEL operation, but it's something that's put there to create division. Because the answer to all of our problems is unity. Once we can start respecting each other and establishing that unity, then it's over. And so there's all of these forces out there attempting to create division. And there's also a common myth that every movement that ever rises against this system will be controlled by the system. And it's important to look at this statement a little bit deeper, because if what you're joining really is a movement, then there's a good chance that it is co-opted. So you can't really join any movement. What you need to do is find things that empower you as an individual, power you as a singular man or singular woman that you are. Because once every singular man and woman on this planet is empowered and in a state of respect for themselves and for others, then it's checkmate for those who control this world. See, the only movement that's needed, folks, is a movement of awareness, a movement of knowledge. A movement that is no movement. It has no leader. It's simply an awareness that grows in the minds of the people. It's the awareness of freedom, of what that is and how to express true freedom. Essentially, it is, as I've often said, every man, woman, and child on this planet discovering who and what they are. That's the thing, folks, and I've often said that. There's no movement to join. Because what we're seeing here is a rise in consciousness, and this rise in consciousness is a rise in awareness. People are becoming aware of the slavery system. And the elite, the ruling banksters who are attempting to carry out all of this rubbish around the world and start World War III and support the State of Israel, I mean, these are the ones who set up the State of Israel so they could put it there and they could set up this whole thing so everyone would blame the Jews. All point the finger at Zionists and all point the finger at this and point the finger at that. Oh, it's the Jesuits, it's the Zionists, it's the Jews, it's this, it's that. Nobody's looking at who controls the money because it's the money system that controls the whole damn thing. So who controls the money system? It's these banking cartels, folks. And it's these banking cartels that set up the State of Israel and created this whole situation that we're seeing now in Palestine to begin with. You see, these people are starting to understand that their cover is blown and they're getting sloppy in what they do. And that's what happens when people get nervous, folks. They get sloppy. And that's why the wheels are beginning to fall off, because it's becoming apparent exactly what's going on here. And it's becoming apparent to almost everybody. I mean, there's still a lot of people that are locked into the system that can't see it. But your average Joe on the street pretty well knows a lot of this stuff now. Your average Joe on the street, here in Australia anyway, I mean, the people that I talk to, they know that the whole system stinks and that something is very, very rotten. And all you got to do is explain it to them in a calm and polite and eloquent way and just explain to them a little bit how the system works. And they go, ah, yeah, right, now I see it. So people are becoming aware of what's going on, folks. And you can't really point the finger at one particular group of people because it isn't one particular group of people. It's not one particular ethnic group. It's not the Jews. It's not this. It's not that. I mean, Israel and the Semitic Jews, the real Jews are actually being wiped out, folks. They're being stamped out. The real Jews almost don't exist anymore. We've got the Khazarians, the Ashkenazis, who virtually replaced all the Jews. So you can't say the problem is Judaism. It's not the Jews. It's these people masquerading as Jews, which are Khazarians, essentially. So, but anyway, I mean, that's again, we're getting back into this whole ethnic thing. When really there's bigger issues, there's a higher harmonic than pointing the finger at anybody. And that's essentially the point I'm trying to make here. Stop looking at people's ethnic background or religious background and just see them as people. Because when you're prepared to do that, usually you find something very different to what you first perceived when you viewed them as an aspect of their particular race or religious persuasion. You know, I know Jewish people that are good people. I've got a Jewish friend who's got long blonde hair and dreadlocks, and he's married to a South American shaman woman. Okay? He's not your average Jew, folks. And he believes in his religion of Judaism. He says it's the best religion, and he's welcome to have that understanding of Judaism. He's welcome to have his belief in his religion. I've spoken to my Arabic friends who are thoroughly convinced that Islam is the best religion. They're quite welcome to believe that. And I've spoken to Christian friends who believe that Christianism is the best religion to have, and they're quite welcome to believe that as well. Although I have found these Christian people to, in fact, be the most intolerant out of the whole three. So I don't think the problem is the Jews. I think it's with who controls Israel. And Israel is controlled by banking cartels, specifically the Rothschild family. And the whole thing's been set up to create scapegoats and create finger pointing and to have everybody playing off as the villain to everybody else. When really, folks, the whole system, the whole everything about it, it's all made up of people. And ultimately, if you take all the religion aside, you put all the race aside, they're just people, the same as everybody else, all created equal on this earth, and all who could be living in a state of service to creation, service to each other, service to this planet, service to life. All who could be expressing the art of themselves. Were they not kept in a state of perpetual scarcity? Were they not kept in a state of perpetual division, social division, racial division, economic division, all at the behest of those who control the financial system on this planet? Because it is the introduction of commerce over the human experience that has created every single problem that we face. And all people can do out there is point the finger. I found one group who I can look at and I can say, yep, they've done a lot of bad stuff. They're called Jews, and so I'm going to hate Jews. I'm going to point the finger at all Jews. I'm going to say that's the problem on the planet, because I can scream and I can rant and I can shake my fist at that, and it makes me feel better if I do that. But by doing that, nothing has changed, because all I'm doing is showing a lack of respect for another human being. Ultimately, that's all I'm doing. Now, we need to change this mindset. We need to stop attacking each other. We need to stop attacking people we've never met online. Someone says something about somebody else. Oh, he does this. He did that. He had a little symbol in his hand when he did something. He had a necktie on with a certain knot in it a certain way. He's Illuminati. What is all this rubbish? Everyone sees a conspiracy in everything that everybody does, and nobody's addressing the solution to the problems that we face, which is self-empowerment and human unity, which comes from basic respect for each other. And I don't see any respect online. I don't see anybody having respect for anybody else. I see people arguing and pointing the finger and calling everybody they can think of everything they can think of, but not actually addressing the problems that we face. And the biggest problem that we face is the division of the human race. So my question to everybody out there is, when are you going to wake up to that fact? When are you going to stop looking at the world like a spy novel and stop digging down rabbit holes to find out who done it? When are people going to stop finding fault in everything that everybody else does And look, again, not everybody, folks. I know there are people out there who are in a state of unity and who are doing the right things, but generally, when are people going to realize that mankind collectively, as a species, is sailing off the cliff? And rather than grabbing the rudder and grabbing the tiller and sailing back in the direction of safety, we're sitting here arguing and screaming and ranting and raving and shaking our fists at each other over who rigged the sails. And call me pedantic, but frankly, I think there's a higher harmonic, and we simply need to pay attention. And we sure as hell better pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at what's happening here in Australia. Has everybody noticed what's happened to the world since 9/11? Have you noticed what's happened to the laws in your own country? People here going to coal seam gas protests who stand up against the police in any way, and people who stand up against the coal seam gas companies to begin with, are being charged under Australia's new terrorism laws. Not to say that we in the alternate media didn't tell you that this is why they were putting those laws in place. They weren't to deal with international terrorists. They were to deal with the public and the people of each nation should they choose to stand up against the government, and that is exactly what these laws are being used for in Australia. So now we have it openly, folks. We have corporations coming in here, raping this country and destroying the water table, and should we attempt to protect the water table, our police officers stand up to protect corporate corruption by using terrorism against the population, and should the population stand up against the terrorism that the police use against them, the population themselves are being charged with terrorism. Interesting stuff. This is just how it works, and this is what we told you was going to happen, and this is now exactly what is happening. But ultimately, folks, they're just people. See, we point the finger at even the banking cartel, saying, oh, it's the banksters, it's the banksters. Well, it is. It's the bankers themselves. It's not the bank. It's not the World Bank. It's not the Bank of International Settlements. It's the people who control it. It's Evelyn Rothschild. It's J.D. Rockefeller. It's the British royal family. It's actual people. It's certain families and certain people around the planet who have their finger in lots of pies and who pull the strings of the monetary system themselves. But ultimately, folks, there's no organization you can point at, because the problem is the system itself. And what the system is run by is people at the top. Ultimately, it's just people. You can't look at something and say, I've got to fight against this entity, this corporation. Because it isn't the corporation that you're fighting against. The corporation is fiction. The corporation is just a logo. It's a letterhead that exists on a piece of paper. It doesn't mean anything. It's a sign on a building. Ultimately, what you're dealing with is the people who run the corporation, the CEOs of the corporation, the major shareholders of the corporation. And that's what you're dealing with. Because ultimately, they're just people, folks. All the rest is fiction. See, that's the thing about this system. Everything is a creation of the imagination of man. Everything that we're fighting is a product of our imagination. Nothing could exist were it not imagined into being. For me to be talking to you on this microphone, someone had to imagine this microphone before they could build it. So this microphone is a product of imagination. The computer that I'm speaking to you on is a product of imagination. The words that I'm using are a product of imagination. And all of the problems that we create in the world, all the problems that we see before us, all of the degradation of our environment, all the enslavement of the human race, all of this is a product of human imagination. So what we have to do at this point of time, folks, is realize our own potential and start expressing the art of our own lives so that we can imagine a much better future. Because when we can imagine the future that we want, then we can create that future. But ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to come from human unity, and that unity is only going to come from respect. You know, when you're attacking the Jews, what you're essentially attacking is the Judaic system, which would essentially come from the Abrahamic system, I suppose. I mean, or the Talmud. I mean, you could go back through all of this stuff, but essentially what you're dealing with are words that were written in a book. That's ultimately what it is. It's just words on paper. It's a product of someone's imagination. They had to imagine those words before they wrote them down. And what people do is they take those words on and they make it their own reality. They say, because this is written in this book, then that is the way reality works, and that is now my reality. I will now take on that person's reality as my own reality. And by doing so, they essentially miss out on the art of their own life. They miss out on the reality that they could have created for themselves. And this is what I find dangerous about all religions and all doctrines, that they're someone else's interpretation of reality. They hijack your consciousness. They hijack your expression of creation. They hijack your reality. They hijack you. They're attempting to explain to you the things about your life and about creation which you are here to experience and find out for yourself. Because when we're born, the universe simply presents itself to us. Life, the earth, everything just presents itself to us. And it's up to us to interpret this information how we will. And I believe that if we were left to our own devices to do so, we would be interpreting things very differently. Life is essentially a journey of discovery, and yet how are you free to discover anything if you're told, under pain of reprimand, that reality functions in a certain way according to certain parameters? You see, we should be free to discover our reality for ourselves. Because how else are you able to even begin to express the art of your own life if you are not left free to discover reality for yourself? So in order to be a whole species, I believe we must be able to do this. We must be able to be left to be able to do this. We must be given the freedom to be able to do this. But unfortunately, we're not. Unfortunately, we're fed reality by our parents at a very early age, and then we're sent to school where we're trained to believe that reality functions according to specific laws and specific parameters. And that if we wish to function in reality, then we have to adhere to these specific laws and parameters. And thereby we are led away from our own art. We're led away from the artistic expression of our lives. We're essentially led away from ourselves. And we're molded to be like everybody else. And this system has been going on for quite a while, but it's been getting more and more refined with each generation. And you'll find that if you were to go to school now, if you're, say, 40 or 50, if you were to go to school now and see the way your children are being taught in school and what they're being taught, you would find that they are being very, very heavily programmed now compared to what you were when you went to school. And yet you were probably being very heavily programmed compared to what your parents were. So it's been a very, very clever and very gradual indoctrination process done over a series of generations. And the way they've been able to get away with it is they divide the generations. So your kids don't really come home and tell you about what life was like at school, and you don't know, you don't really care. You just want to make sure that they did their homework because you know that they have to do homework because you did homework when you were at school. That's all you really know about their school except for the report card, when the teacher will tell you if they've been good or bad, and you'll know whether they can go on a summer vacation or not, and whether they should get a Christmas allowance or something like that. So it's a whole programmed way of thinking, and it's been done by dividing the generations. We don't really know what our kids are being taught anymore, and very often a lot of parents don't care. They're too busy trying to make ends meet, too busy running on the treadmill that's been created for them artificially by the artificial system of scarcity that's been imposed over their lives, that is imposed over all of this society. And this education/indoctrination system has gradually created a more and more roboticized and more disconnected society. And this has been a global thing, folks. It's been happening right around the world, and it's been happening for a very long time, and we're now seeing the results of this disconnection in the state of the planet today. And in fact, it's all been very predictable, folks. We've been able to see this coming for quite a while now. And for those of you who have been involved in alternative research for a few years now, you can see what I'm saying. You can see that all of the things that we were saying 10 years ago that the world was going to be like in 10 years, this is where it is now. It's always a gradual thing, but it's always going in the same direction. Sometimes it falters, sometimes it slows down, but it invariably moves in the same direction, and that is towards totalitarianism and a further lockdown of the human race. But as I said, folks, because things are becoming so apparent now, those who are committing these numerous crimes against humanity are becoming sloppy in their actions, and their exposing themselves because they're stumbling, they're falling, they're making lots and lots of mistakes. This recent attempt at the United States and Israel, or the banking cartels that control them, to create World War III was a real slap in the face because it was just so obviously based on a lie. And you can truly see how lacking in empathy President Obama is and how much of a psychopath he is, and Joe Biden and John Kerry and all of the US executive branch. You can see how psychotic these individuals are. I mean, they openly stated they had no real proof that Assad had launched chemical weapons against his people, and yet they were prepared to go to war anyway. They were prepared to start World War III with absolutely no proof, and Israel was right there behind them, virtually pushing them to do it. And that's the thing about Israel, folks. Israel is always more for war than it's for peace in any occasion you can think of. If there's even a sniff of war, Israel's right there with bells on. And it's the Jews that get the blame for this, when really it's the banksters. It's the same people who control the United States, the same people who control England. But ultimately, folks, the point is that they're just people. And that's why it's important for the rest of the people on this planet to pay attention and realize that all of the problems we face are just being created by people who write stuff down in books. That's really the biggest problem, is that we believe what's in the books rather than believing ourselves and believing our own hearts. And look, we're coming to a real turning point in history here because the whole system is being laid bare. And I truly believe that if people look within their hearts, they will see that the solution to all the problems that we face is that human unity that can come when we learn to respect each other. You know, we've really got to do this, my friends. We've really got to put down this stuff and start standing up together to make a difference, or we're just going to go down as a squabbling mass that's going to sink with the ship. So I think that is the real problem, folks. That's really the biggest problem that we face on this planet, is a division of the human race. And it's been very interesting to see how much this division is growing in the alternate media due to the people that are infiltrating the media and just going online and baiting as many people as possible. And it's interesting to see how compelling it is and how easily one can be drawn into it, folks, because I am drawn into it on occasion myself. But I think we're at break time here, ladies and gentlemen, so I better leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break. It's a pleasure having your company today, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So as I said near the start of the show, folks, with everything that's happening in the world today, it's easy to see that the wheels of the corporate empire are beginning to fall off. Everything is just exposing itself. We've got more and more people speaking out against the system in more and more ways. We're even seeing the occasional celebrity speak out against the system. Of course, when we do see such things, there are, again, the moles in the alternative research community that will claim that all of these people are controlled opposition, and some of them may well be. But as for myself, I will support any statement made by anybody, anywhere, at any time that exposes corruption in any way and may serve to wake up another person. Regardless of who makes the statement, I simply believe that all such statements are beneficial. I think that anybody who speaks out against the system is in fact doing a good thing, irrespective of their background or what they've done before, because as I've often said, folks, it really doesn't matter what anybody did. What matters is what they do. There are many people who have indulged in this sociopathic system. There are many people who have indulged in business and the pop industry and all sorts of things and made lots of money and been total ego-driven sociopaths for most of their lives. Then suddenly they have an experience and they wake up and they begin to march to a different drum. And to me, that's okay, because they weren't given an even playing field, which is why they went off the rails to begin with, because they were thrown into the middle of a psychopathic system and they were told to make it work. Some people are only able to focus on the sociopathic aspect of themselves in order to make the system work, because there's a little spark of that in many, many people. And if found and nurtured in the right way, most people can be trained to act in a sociopathic manner. Just look at any business CEO, anybody who puts profits before people, folks. I mean, this is sociopathy in motion. And so I don't blame people for the way they've been. I don't blame people for what they did in their lives. I don't hold grudges against people. And if people have lived a sociopathic life and suddenly they become aware of themselves and change their actions, then I'm okay with that. Because, as I said, it doesn't matter what they did. It matters what they do. And it's the same with you folks. If you've been out there and you've been sucked into this system and you've been forced to behave in ways which may be unethical or reprehensible, you always have the opportunity to be aware of that and to change that way of life. You have the opportunity always to undo most of the bad things that you did. Everybody has this opportunity as long as they become aware of themselves. And that's why you can't judge people badly all the time, folks. You've got to understand that this society is the problem. And most of the shortcomings that people have are a product of this society. And so you have to look at the society, not the people. You can't really judge the people, unless they're psychopaths that just do bad things constantly, and that's what they do. As I said, there is certainly controlled opposition out there. But if someone makes a statement against the system, and the statement is a true statement, is a factual statement, and serves to wake somebody up, then how can you judge that statement as being bad? Because really, it's just information. What's important is what people do with that information. And I think more and more people are learning that, and more people are learning to do the right things with the information that they're receiving, because more and more people are learning to focus this information on self-empowerment. Because really, the answer to everything lies within the hearts of each man, woman, and child on this planet. That's where the real power lies, folks. The power of you to respect yourself and thereby respect others. That power can only come from your heart. Your mind will tell you otherwise. Your mind will tell you to always seek revenge. Your mind will tell you that you're better than these other people. Your mind will tell you that you're divided from these other people. Your mind will tell you that you're worth more than them, that you've got more stuff than them, that your social standing is better. But really, it's all mind, because your heart will tell you that these people are exactly the same as you. On most occasions, folks, as I said, there are always psychopaths that don't fit into that category, but I'm generalizing here. I'm just attempting to find ways of helping the community unite amongst themselves, helping everyone out there who listens to this show to find ways of expressing their own inner art a little bit better, of expressing their connection to the world a little bit better, expressing their connection to their neighbours, attempting to break down the barriers within neighbours. I just want to see people find themselves and to be able to discover themselves in others, and for others to discover themselves in them, in Lakesh. I think when we can do that, we can change the world in 3 seconds. That's why I've been so persistent in this message, my friends. That's why I've continued to come on here for all of these years now and say these things to you and just attempt to find a better way, shine light on a better path. And I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the solutions. I'm just one man. How could I possibly know what's good for you? And how could I possibly have the answer to the world? Because I am just one man. And as one man, all I can really do is offer you my perspective, and that's what I do. There are many people who seem to dislike me for the perspective that I have. There are many people who seem to dislike me because I don't have the solution to save the human race. And really, folks, I think the solution lies with all of us. I don't think anyone has the solution, because there's no one who really knows the full extent of the problem. Because there's no one who really knows the full extent of what lies within every heart and every mind of every man, woman, and child on this planet. Because it's what lies there that creates the problem. That's where the real problem is. And I admit it does get somewhat upsetting to receive the amount of personal attacks I receive from people sometimes. And I know many of them are probably paid shills. Many of them are others who have simply been brainwashed by divisionists who exist within the alternate research community, who go out of their way to discredit everybody that they can. There are many people who have a vested interest in maintaining the fight and who don't want to see solutions. There are many people who will do anything they can to prevent the human race from being empowered and to spread as much fear and point the finger down as many rabbit holes as possible, sometimes even opposing rabbit holes that offer different versions of the same story. And you'll find these sorts of things on the same website. Two opposing stories about the same event just to throw people off on completely different tangents and keep them guessing all the time. So there is a lot of disinformation out there, and there's a lot of work that goes into discrediting other people and discrediting people such as myself. But I hope all listeners of this show understand that it's okay to make mistakes, and sometimes I've probably made them. But that's okay, because that's how we learn. You've got to be able to make mistakes, otherwise you don't learn anything. And as I said, folks, I'm only human, I'm only one man, and all I can do is offer my perspective. But I believe that the solution really does lie with the people, and a big part of that is waking people up. And in order to do that, you've got to be able to speak to them in a calm and clear manner. To me, that's the real solution. The solution is unity of people that can come with respect. And that's what I've attempted to bring to you on these shows, is to help people understand how reality works and help people understand a little bit more about themselves and offer perspectives which may lead them to be able to respect themselves and to respect others, because really, folks, that's where the solutions are going to be found. And as far as this system goes, folks, don't take a backward step to it. Create waves at every single opportunity. Every single bill that this government sends you, question the bill. Send it back to them and question why you have to pay this. Just create as much unnecessary paperwork as you can for them. Do everything you can to annoy the bureaucracy. Do everything you can to rock the boat, to upset the apple cart. Question every single person who claims they have any jurisdiction over you. Do everything you can to point out government criminality to the rest of the world. Don't take a backward step to these psychopaths, folks. Because ultimately, the only thing that's going to deal with government criminality, the government criminality that is so rife in this world, is when the people discover their own power and they stand up and question it. Don't worry about the terrorist thugs in police uniform, folks. They're just brain-dead morons who do what they do because they like to bully people. That's the main reason people become police officers, because they like to have control over others. Don't participate in the political system. If you can withhold taxes, then withhold your taxes. If you're asked to fill out a census form, don't fill it out. Anything this government asks you to do, if you're a responsible person, you need to do the opposite. Civil disobedience on a mass scale, folks. That's what we want. We want civil disobedience to every single thing this government requests that you do. Anything. Doesn't matter how small it is. Question it. Simply because it will create all sorts of unnecessary paperwork and it will clog up the system as much as possible. And that's what we want to do, folks. We want to clog it up as much as possible. We want to let these psychopaths know that their game is up. If a police officer ever stops and questions you about anything, the first thing you need to ask the police officer is, am I under arrest? And if he says no, then ask him if you are free to go. And you just simply need to keep repeating those two questions. Because if you're not under arrest, then you're free to go. And if you haven't committed a crime, then there's nothing for you to be arrested for. And if they're just there to check up on your ID or whatever, then say, well, no, you're not going to show them your ID. And if they say they're going to arrest you, then say, well, why did you stop and ask me for my ID then? Did you stop and ask for my ID because you want to arrest me? This sounds like entrapment. And you appear to be exercising a right of ownership over me, and I believe slavery is illegal. Question everything. If a police officer ever says anything to you, ask him if it's a request or a demand, and if he says it's a demand, ask him if he's a slave trader. That's what I do with them. Because we have to really start rocking the boat, folks. We have to start making as much noise as possible, and we've got to do it on the ground. And I'm not suggesting that you go and get yourself in trouble. I'm not suggesting that you take your number plates off your car. I'm not suggesting that you try flying without a passport. I'm not suggesting that you cancel your driver's license or any of this sort of stuff. I mean, there's no good doing things like that until everybody does it together, and that's not going to happen until people have rediscovered their own power. But what you've got to do is you've got to question these scum folks. You need to question scumbag police officers. You need to question scumbag politicians. If they're coming to put a smart meter on your house, tell the guy who's installing the smart meter that if he puts it on your house, you're going to have it smashed off and on the ground in pieces before he gets to his car. So there's no point putting it on the house, and that you consider the installation of a smart meter on your home to be an assault against your person, an assault against your health, and you intend to defend yourself against this electromagnetic pollution, and that you flatly refuse to have the smart meter installed on your home. And again, folks, tell them that if they are going to put it on, say, well, there's no point because I'm standing here with a sledgehammer in my hand, and as soon as you walk away from it, I'm going to smash it to pieces. So there's no point you even putting it there. And I'm telling you right now, you're on private property, you're installing something I don't want, and I'm going to destroy it. So why are you even bothering to put it up there? I mean, there may be a little bit of flack created over this, but if everybody starts doing it, what are they going to do? If everybody refuses, what are they going to do? You know, if you make a case and say, look, I've got studies that show that the human biological resonance is 7.8 hertz, the same as the human cavity resonance, and that these things are creating an enormous amount of damage, and I've got the scientific proof to prove it, so I'm going to challenge you in court, what are they going to do? They have to let it go to court. They have to take that as a challenge. You can report that to the police officer. So I'm taking this as an assault against my health, and I have the proof to back it up. I've just shown you that these studies have been done, and I consider this to be an electromagnetic assault against my health, and I wish to have the case heard. Then they have no choice, folks. They're not going to be able to install that smart meter on your home until this goes to court. And there is all of this evidence which shows just how damaging these things are. So that's what people need to do, folks. Everybody needs to stand up against this corporate corruption which is taking over this planet. And if we all do it, what are they going to do? If everybody suddenly realizes that all these people are public trustees and we don't have to do what they say, they have to do what we say because we are their employers, then things will change. But it's not going to happen until people start exercising a little backbone and start standing up for what's right. See, you've got to uphold law, folks, and there's only one law, and that is do no harm. And any legislation that contravenes that one law is void by default, and any bureaucrat who enacted it needs to be removed from office, and any police officer who supports such corrupt legislation and is so prepared to blindly follow any rule given to them by a politician is obviously too lacking in intellect to be eligible to be a real police officer, because we need intelligent police officers who are able to think critically, not these brain-dead morons that simply follow whatever rules they're given. Police officers, folks, this is actually one of the biggest threats that we face as a society. It's the stupidity and the thuggery and the pure moronic attitude of these people. How far they are prepared to go. How they are willing to hurt people in order to support some bureaucratic rule that some sociopath has written on a piece of paper. It just boggles the mind, folks. And when our backs are to the wall and we're really trying to deal with this corruption that is so rife in the world today, the biggest problem, the biggest hurdle we have to overcome is the police, because the police of modern world, their main job is to defend and support corporate corruption and make sure the rape of this planet is continued. And that is the unfortunate truth. And the police seriously need to wake up to how their roles have changed in the last few decades. The thing is, my friends, that this world is run by criminals. And the criminal empire that they run is supported by criminals, all of whom believe they are acting within the parameters of law because they are doing what it says within the rules that they themselves wrote down on pieces of paper. But if we the people continue to support this criminal empire and allow these psychopaths to continue to run this planet into the ground, because we believe that these rules that they wrote on pieces of paper are actual law, when they're not, they're just legislation, masquerading as law, then we are effectively allowing our future to be taken from us. We are effectively allowing our children's future to be taken from them. And we are allowing the destruction of our habitat in order to support a fictional economic model. And it is fiction, folks. Economics are just numbers. They're not real. They're not something you can pick up and eat. They're not something you can shelter under when you need protection from the elements. They're not something that you can hold to keep you warm at night. They're not something you can breed. They are not something you need to maintain life and health. In fact, quite the opposite. The economic system is a fictional reality, and the health and the life on this planet is being destroyed around us in order to support this fictional reality because of these psychopathic criminals that run this country and run all Western countries and, in fact, most countries on the planet. But for me, the gloves have come off and the time to act is now. I'm calling my government out as a criminal cabal. Tony Abbott, the new sociopathic Prime Minister of Australia, I'm calling you out, brother. You're a criminal. You're a scumbag. You're a sociopath. You have no regard for anybody, and I am not complying with anything you want me to do. And I'm not taking a backward step to this system. And we all have to do this, folks. We all have to pay attention. And we are making a difference, folks. You know, we've just brought the world back from the brink of World War III, simply due to the outrage demonstrated by the people of the world against the lies and criminal actions of Barack Obama and his merry band of neocon psychopaths such as Joe Biden and John Kerry, who wish to destroy as many lives as possible. And we did that, folks. We did that through our outrage, through the noise that we made, so we can make a difference. Don't believe that it was because Russia did this and because they did that. I'll give you all sorts of sensible reasons why they did it. But basically, the bottom line is that they had to call off the war because their lies were exposed. And bear in mind, folks, this is the same lie they used for Afghanistan, the same lie they used for Iraq, the same lie they used for Libya. Now it's the same lie they're using for Syria. They're just a bunch of psychopaths and liars, folks. And the only people that are going to be able to deal with it is you. You people out there, you've got to start making noise. You've got to start challenging this system and question every single thing this system wants you to do. Because nobody has a right of ownership over you. Nobody has any rules that they can put in place which are going to do harm to you, which they can call law. They only can do that if you choose to comply. Well, I will not comply. I will not comply to anything this system does, and I will not take a backward step to it. And I will not go to jail either. They'll have to kill me, and I am quite prepared to die for my beliefs. I will not take a backward step to this system. I will not support organized crime, and to support this system in any way, shape, or form is to do just that. You know, we have a system here in Australia that is so utterly corrupt and so moronic that if you have a child who had cancer and you cure that child of cancer using something like hemp oil or whatever, I mean, there's a myriad of cures out there for cancer. Even if your child no longer has cancer because you cured it, once it was diagnosed, our criminal, psychopath, scumbag, moronic government and the terrorist thugs in police uniform who support the criminal actions of this government will come to your house and they will kidnap your child and they will give it poison in the form of chemotherapy because they say it's the law to do so. That is how disgusting and moronic and imbecilic and psychopathic these people and the system that they adhere to actually are. That's how moronic these people are. We have politicians that threaten to take the single mother's pension away from any mother who doesn't have their child vaccinated. And what do vaccinations do? All they do is destroy a child's immune system and enslave them to Big Pharma for the rest of their lives. That's what vaccinations are for, folks. They're not to keep your children healthy. They're to give your child autism and to make sure its immune system can't combat all of the toxins and neurotoxins and impurities that the government makes sure is in our food so that they can enslave you to the pharmaceutical companies. That's how psychopathic this system is and how little regard this system has for human life. And the fact that people comply with this shows how people through the education system have been trained to be disempowered, have been trained to give their power away and have essentially been trained to be stupid. That's the type of system we have in this country. That is how utterly corrupt the Australian government is. And yet the people of this country, the people of Apothralia, continue to comply with these morons and continue to comply with the directions that are given to them by these psychopaths. Mainly, as I said, because the directions of these psychopaths are enforced by mindless terrorist thugs in police uniform whose only goal in life is to obey the will of their masters. And the unfortunate thing about it, folks, is that these police are often so mindless and so stupid that they simply can't see the forest for the trees, and many of them don't even realise that they are supporting corporate corruption, and if they do realise that they are, they honestly believe that there's nothing they can do about it because someone wrote some rules on a piece of paper. And unfortunately, that is the state of the world today, folks, but as I said, I think we are making a difference. And if we continue to do what we do, we will make a difference. There is no way that the human spirit is going to be locked down by this system. People are waking up in droves, and everybody is making noise about it. And you can too. Just get involved. You don't have to go out and riot. You don't have to protest. You don't have to do anything really out of the ordinary. All you have to do is question authority. And any bill the government sends you, any request the government sends you, question it. Question it. Even if you end up complying with them in the end, just question it just to create that paperwork for them, just to clog up their system a little bit more. Imagine if the government tells you to do something and suddenly they get 22 million letters in the mail of people asking them why they have to do this. Perhaps they'll think a little bit deeper before they ask you to do something else. But even if they are going to get you to do it, well, at least you've delayed it. At least you've clogged it up. At least you've shown them that you know what they're up to and that their game is up. And if you do that with every single thing that they ask you to do, well, then it can only have a positive result in the end. But I think we're getting close to the end of the show here, folks. I know I mentioned this on last week's show, but I just want to mention it again that I've had to cancel my trip to Gaza that was planned for later this year simply because of the unstable nature of the Sinai at the moment. I'm not actually able to cross the Sinai. I have a friend of a friend who's actually been trapped in Gaza for the last 3 months. And although I know I can get into Gaza, not a problem. If I fly to Egypt, I know that I can get in there. But getting out may be a major problem, and I don't particularly feel like being stuck in Gaza Strip for Christmas. And that's what would probably happen if I went now. So I'm going to attempt to put that together early next year. But I'm trying to organize a trip to Peru at the moment to meet Ben Stewart and to make a documentary film. This is what I want to do to launch the Full Circle project, folks. So if anybody can help me with that, it would be a really great thing to do. I'm running on a shoestring budget at the moment, and so it's proving very difficult to put it all together with any degree of security or anything to fall back on. But what I want to do is to make this documentary in Peru and to use it to launch the Full Circle project, which I hope to get up and running early next year. The Full Circle Project, again, is a project that I want to take to as many places as possible. I want to use it to empower local communities everywhere I go. I think that we've got to put this power back into the hands of the people. People have to begin to realize what we've got here and what the danger is here. Because, honestly, folks, if you look at our government, what you could really say is that they ask you to do anything, just question them and say, look, I have a loss of confidence in the government. I do not have any confidence in these people anymore. In fact, I believe them to be psychopaths, and I will not comply with what they want me to do because of what they are doing to the planet and what they're doing to my life and to the lives of the people around me. And because of these actions, I have experienced a loss of confidence in every politician in this country, and I wish to have nothing to do with any of them. If you're claiming that I have to participate in this system, then again, I would like to inform you that you have no right of ownership over me. I have no confidence in the psychopaths that are running this country, and if you are claiming that I have to do what they say, then you must be claiming that you own me, and I require proof of claim. I mean, let's face it, folks, it's a system of slavery, and the wheels are falling off, and we can help them fall off even faster if we choose to participate and we choose to stop complying with this corrupt, psychopathic, sociopathic system. And we have to, folks, because the other choice is to allow all life on this planet to be destroyed. Because that's what it will ultimately do. Because they don't need all of the people on the planet, folks. Now that the world is the oyster of the elite and they've got the infrastructure that they need in place, all they need to do is eliminate those people that they do not need to run the infrastructure for them. And if those that are left can be convinced that the economic system is real, then they will do anything they can in order to feed their families. But we can change it, folks, and we are changing it, and the power to do so lies within the hearts of each man, woman, and child on this planet. But that is it for me, folks. I'm now completely out of time. It's been a pleasure coming here and talking to you again today. Thank you to anybody who's ever helped with the website. Thank you to anybody who can help me with this trip to make this documentary happen. It would be great. I know times are hard, but your help at this stage is very much needed. And again, I thank anybody who has ever offered any help on any previous occasions. Your donations are the only thing that keeps the Crow House online. But that is it for me, folks. I'm now completely out of time. It's been a pleasure talking to you again. I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take good care until then. In Lakesh.